from Himmel, from Shammai. Even the bird gets a message from God, from Hashem. There's a hunter downstairs that wants to shoot an arrow. It's not a game. It's just how to hear the message from Hashem. Everything is set. Everything. You have to pray to change what's set. But in Sheshit Membership already is written everything. What heaven is going to happen, Moshe Rabbeinu saw in the video already. You can change it when you pray. If you don't pray, it's going to be everything set from the beginning.
Yeah, love by God.
So why haven't I won the lottery yet?
You didn't pray.
I prayed. You have it for me. I prayed. I have a special
He said right.
What did he say?
He's not illegal in here.
You're not an illegal alien.
He said you're a citizen. That's why you cannot win.
Not even natural.
I'm
a Yankee.
Yankee, too.
Sometimes, not only a person deserves kavod, Hashem swears that he's going to give him kavod. And Hashem changes his mind. It's a novi. There's a thing that's called chas shalom karet. Karet means that somebody chas shalom, for example, he eats chelev. This is fat that he has to bring on the altar. Somebody doesn't keep Shabbat without witnesses, gets karet. So the rabbi asked me if ever Hashem can waive it. So the Gemara says, the Midrash and the Gemara both say that sometimes, not even if a person deserves chas shalom this kind of death, sometimes Hashem emphasizes he's going to do it, he will not forgive and forget by swearing on him. And even though Hashem changes his mind. It says in Novi Nirmiyahu. In Novi Nirmiyahu it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very upset at Yehoyachin. Yehoyachin was Titkiyahu's brother. And he didn't behave. And Hashem tells Nirmiyahu, it's a sentence in Navi Nirmiyahu. It says, write it down. Nirmiyahu, write it down. It's in Navi today. That I swear and that's the end. Yehoyachin will not have children, and that's the end of the sentence of David HaMelech. Write it down. And Yehoyachin writes it down in the Navi, and you read in the Navi. It says in the Navi, it's going to be that Yehoyachin will not have any children. Still later, Yehoyachin was put in jail. Eventually, he had a son. His son was Zerubbabel. This was the first king. It was in the second Beit HaMikdash. The two versions in the Midrash and the Gemara will show me why Hashem waived his swear. Even though the person was punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, plus as HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to write it in the Tanakh, it's sentence in the Tanakh, Hashem changed his mind. One version of the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin said it's exile. It says when you go to walk every day, you drive an hour, 2 hours, you get lost on the highway, you get stuck in traffic, it's called galut, exile. Exile means if the job is not next door to you, to your house, it's called you're going to exile. Exile, the Gemara says, weighs even something that Hashem swore and told the Navi to write it in the book. Since Yehoyachin was put in jail, he was in exile, so because he was in jail, exile weighs Hashem forgets everything, even though Hashem himself says, write it in the Bible, write it in the Tanakh, and Hashem swore. Hashem changes it. This is the version of Gemara Babli, Masechet Sanhedrin. The Midrash says that Yehoyachin was in jail, and Chachamim were able to convince Nebuchadnezzar to have mercy on the kingdom of David HaMelech. Of course, Dari explained, because if you remember, Nebuchadnezzar was the seventh floor. Where were you the last 10 years? From Malkat Shva. Dari. Until Dari came, everybody was in the dark. And Dari came, and Dari said it. Nebuchadnezzar was approached by the Chachamim that tried to convince him that this, the last sentence is after the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, after he killed his brother was Tzidkiyahu, and Tzidkiyahu's children were slaughtered in front of Tzidkiyahu. There's nobody else now, a direct grandson of David HaMelech, besides the one in jail, Yoyachin. Chachamim convinced this guy Yoyachin, this Nebuchadnezzar, to let Yoyachin marry a girl, his wife. He was separated from his wife, he was in jail by himself, in order he should have a child to continue the kingdom of David HaMelech. Nebuchadnezzar was nice enough, and he said, okay, I let. Yoyachin was in jail, so they brought Yoyachin's wife to jail, and she came to jail in order to be with him and to have a child, to conceive. When she arrived, Yoyachin asked her, why did you come here? She said, Chachamim convinced Nebuchadnezzar, we should have a baby. But I am not pure. I can't be with you. She said, so why did you come? And she said, baby, I didn't even want to tell her then. So she left jail. She left jail. The Medrash says, because the purity of this lady, Hashem changed his mind. Even though Hashem wrote in the Tanakh that Yoyachin will not have children, later she came again to jail and she became pregnant, and eventually she had Zerubbabel, and he was the first king, and Mashiach comes from him. Even though Hashem writes in the Tanakh something, according to Gemara Bavli, is exile, that you go out of the house to look for a job, or you go away from your house, exile is something that Hashem waives everything. According to the Midrash, is the purity that changes the sinness of Hashem.
A person that has a home-based business can never get...
No. I mean, he will not have this kind of forgiveness that if Chas v'Shalom he needs one, he doesn't have. The Gemara says, Galut mechaperet. Finally. Give permission. This is page 125 in this book, Agadah Shel Pesach. This is the simanim of the Seder. It says Kadesh Urchat, that we are familiar with. Karpas is the vegetable that we eat before the meal. Karpas, the Midrash says, Chachamim say, it's really two words, Samech Parech. If you read Karpas backwards, so Samech is 600,000 people. Parech means hard labor. It means the piece of vegetable that we eat before we start the Haggadah, right after the Kiddush, is something to remember the hard labor that we have in the front. That's a simple explanation. That's how we eat Karpas. The next one is Yachatz. Yachatz means that you take the matzah, the middle matzah, and you break it. and you take the bigger part, you break it not into a half, but to one piece bigger than the other, and then you keep the bigger part for Fikuman. Then you have Magid, you say the Agadah, then you have Rachtai, you have to wash again, Moti, Matah, it says, you say, Moti, Lachem, Min Haaretz, you say, Matah, you have the Matah, you have Mahor, it says, why I have Mahor, I have already Karpas, Karpas and Mahor, Rabotai, is the same thing. The same idea of Karpas is the same idea of Mahor. By the way, the Gemara says, the person is out of town, and he has only one vegetable, he should use the same vegetable for Mahor and Karpas. The Halacha is Mahor, we think Mahor is lettuce, Mahor is what we call grain, what we call horseradish, but not.
Huh? You used to use onion.
Onion for my roll or for carpas?
Mm-hmm.
For carpas, right. Mm-hmm. But the Gemara says, right.
It's called
thin. Right.
That's what it was.
No, carpas is supposed to have poor things.
Like a
sibola.
Right.
Right. But that's the halacha. The halacha is, the Mishnah says in Masechet Sachim, mainly there are five vegetables you use for maror. But if you don't find them, you can take anything. You take grass from the backyard. Just cut the grass from the backyard before Chag, because Chag is not allowed to cut, of course. And then you use it for Mavo. It's perfect. It's only if you can afford it, you have it, then you take what we call horseradish, we call lettuce. The Gemara has other three things that we're not sure what they are. Some people take endive. Endive. Kind of question. What it means, endive. But again, there are mainly five, the Mishnah says, mainly five kind of vegetables that you should use for maror, but maror really means something bitter, a vegetable, and if you don't have those five, you can take anything, even grass from the street, you can take for maror. You can use the same thing for carpas. The halacha is, if you have only one item, let's say you have only lettuce, you have no sibale, what he says, no cucumber, nothing, you have only lettuce, you use the same thing for carpas and maror.
Chazeret?
Same thing. If you have only chazeret, but you have horseradish, you can use it for both, for carpas and maror. The only question has to make. The bracha, the Gemara says, if you say the bracha of maror right away, you should say tere, the Gemara says, you should say ala chilat maror in the beginning of the seder, if you have only one kind of vegetable. So carpas and maror are really parallel, really are the same. Because if you have only one kind of vegetable, you use it for carpas and maror, and really before the seder already he's going to say ala chilat maror, even though he's going to eat it later again together with the matzah. But carpas and maror are the same thing. The question is, why do you need two things? If it's the same, Bachar Habim said I should have carpas and I should have maror. It's the same thing, it's the same idea. If I do carpas in the beginning, I have to do it later, but maybe I have to do it later because if you need to use matzah, if you need matzah, then it's carpas. Why do you need carpas before the seder?
When you say ready.
I was going to make a point. Endive is now a question. For some endives are now grown in water. So you have to be careful.
Oh, yeah?
They grow it hydroponically.
The question is either the big.
Endives specifically, that has to be careful because you can't make a.
Well, let's put a dumb on it. That's the question. That's the question. Maybe fish chocolate.
Right.
Yeah, but it's enough for more, it's enough. You don't have something to go from the ground. Just the bracha is wrong, what you say.
Right.
But it's kosher for more. It's kosher. Anything bitter is kosher for more. It doesn't matter if it grows on the floor or it comes from the sky. As long as it's a bitter vegetable, it's to remind you of the hard labor. Exactly like carpas. So the question is, why you need two? Why you need carpas and more?
This isn't bitter.
I'm sorry. Yes and no. Yes, you're right. It's a major question about this. It's a major question. The idea is mainly it's not sweet. That's what it is. Right.
Can't use iceberg. You're talking about.
No, you can use iceberg also.
Really?
Yeah, as I said, you can use iceberg. This year, I don't know if you can use the romaine. Because all the rabbanim, all the chachamim say that it's almost impossible to check it from. From insects. Almost impossible.
And you can't get it from Israel.
And you can't get it from Israel. Right.
We shouldn't be eating it the rest of the time, or remember?
I mean, again, they say Bodek is the only one that you might trust, because the way they wash it is some kind of washing machine. But all the Rabbanim took the Hechsher, of these Roman letters, of the market, that you should not use Roman letters.
Star case, don't use the Hashka Fedola.
On Roman letters?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
I just bought some this week.
Also,
right.
My wife is checking it anyhow.
Right, right. So you have to check it very thoroughly. The problem was that some Chachamim gave her shot, some rabbis gave her shot, and then some ladies called up the rabbis. They found insects inside the Roman letters. Again, if you don't have, you can use any vegetables for moral. Any. You can take less on the vegetables. The best is lettuce. That's the Gemara says. The best is lettuce. Not horseradish. The best is lettuce.
Tomorrow or Chassa?
The secret, because lettuce is called Chassa. And Chassa in Hebrew means mercy. So there is something that we want to have in mind, Hashem should have mercy on. But again, the question is, Karpas and Moro are the same. Why do you need to have Karpas if you're going to have Moro anyway? And Moro probably has to be at the time that we eat it, because it has to be next to Matzah. It's not crucial, but sounds like. Because in time of Beit HaMikdash, you had to have it together with the Korban Pesach, sacrifice of Pesach. Now you have to have also, Chachamim said, Maho and Matzah together. So you don't need Karpas. What is Karpas? Karpas, you just have the name Karpas. Karpas really is Maho, it's the same thing. And again, the Gemara says that if you have only one kind of vegetable, you can use it for both. Because both are really Maho, both are really Karpas. So then it says Korech, and then Shulchan Orech Tzofon. Tzofon means Afikoman. Afikoman means that you take the piece of matzah that you cut in the beginning of the Seder, and then this is Afikoman. He says, so why did you cut it in the beginning of the Seder? Why did you cut it in the beginning? There is no reason to cut it. There is no reason to cut it in the beginning of the Seder. You cut the piece of matzah. He says, why did you cut it? It says, this piece, the bigger piece, we have to command. So when is that to command? In 3 hours from now. So why do you cut it now? I'm sorry? No.
So could you use the whole matzah for Afikoman?
No. So you can use and you cannot. The Gemara says, Lechemoni, the Gemara says that you need to say the Haggadah on a piece of matzah, not in the full matzah. So therefore, Chachamim say also the Merkat HaMotzi that we say on the matzah should be part of it, a broken matzah. A broken matzah is called Ama Nida Kobe Pusa. The Gemara says a poor person usually does not have a full loaf of bread. He has half a bread. He doesn't get a whole bread. Therefore, Chachamim say, the Gemara says, it's called Lechem Oni, so it means a bread that it's a poor person eats. It cannot be a very nice piece of matzah, even though that the matzah costs today like $100 a pound today. The gas prices might cost more. But it's still called a poor person. A poor person eats. So the Gemara says, poor person does not eat whole matzah. He has to have a half a matzah. So therefore, we should say that Mutzi Lachem in Aretz Alachilat Matzah, we should hold in the hand half a matzah. Half a matzah. Because it's like, it's called poor bread. So therefore, maybe Afikoman also, it means a half of matzah, whatever it is, I mean, piece of matzah. But it's no reason to cut the matzah before you say the Haggadah. There's no reason for that. That says, if you want to say the Haggadah on a broken piece, you just bring a broken piece, put it on the table.
Is it
okay? That's what the Chachamim says, the Korban Pesach, I think, in our time. In time of Gemara, no, in our time, it's also Zecher the Korban Pesach. You used to Nechal al HaSovah.
That
is what I answer the question, why you do Yachlat.
That's why I said to the
basin, right? Yeah, that's people saying, yeah. You really don't need to. It's just a custom, you really don't need to. So with your permission, page 130, that's how we start the Haggadah. It's page 130. Halach ma'ani ad chala v'atana da'ad emitchayim. This is the full bread. You pick up the piece of matzah, and you say, this is the full bread that our fathers ate in the land of Egypt. Somebody should come and eat and should come and celebrate. This year we are here. Next year we're going to be in Israel. It says again, you pick up either you pick it up or you point it. You say this piece of matzah. You see this piece of matzah. This piece of matzah, that's the bread that our fathers ate in Egypt. And we say a statement. You see, this year we are here. It says next year we'll be in Israel. I said, what this has to do, that statement, with a piece of matzah? Of course, the explanation means that the matzah is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us to remember our redemption from Mitzrayim, and maybe that's what it means. We say in the beginning, now we're here, next time we're going to be there. Maybe yes, maybe not, but maybe it means we hope to. But really, it has nothing to do with the matzah. Maybe the matzah is just a symbol, maybe. This year we are slaves, next year we're going to be in Israel, free people. Again, how do you know? Again, because the matzah is like a something, a symbol that it was a redemption because of it. Maybe this is. Page 132, with your permission, on the bottom of the page, Chachama Omer. A smart child, a smart son, what does he say? So the Haggadah says, refers to a sentence in the Torah, Ma'a Edot Ba'chukim Ha'mishpatim Asher Tziva Hashem Elokeinu Etchem. It says, what are the laws that HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught you? Af Ata Emor Kilchot HaPesach, page 133, tell him, answer him, Ein Matzin HaPesach HaKoman, do not have anything after the Hikomah. Of course, all the Chachamim ask if you, if your son, the smart son, ask you, what is all about? He said, listen, Afikoman is all about. He said, what about all the rest of the laws of the, what you have to do tonight? Chachamim said, maybe this is called the last mitzvah. Maybe he refers what you have to eat at the end. But that's what you have to answer. If you have a smart kid at home, he's going to ask you, what is it all about? Tell him, Afikoman is all about. What's Afikoman all about? What the Afikoman is all about? That's the most important part of the Torah, the Afikoman. In time of Gemara, maybe in time of Gemara, in the time of the Tamidash, I'm sorry, this was the most important piece, because that's the Gemara says, that the last piece that you have to eat at the meal is a piece from the sacrifice of Pesach. And the piece of sacrifice of Pesach is the most important part in the Torah, and telling that, maybe. Page 134, with your permission, this is line 3, with your permission, מתחילה עובדי עבודה זרה היו אבותינו ועכשיו קרבנו המקום לעבודתו. The Gemara says this is a must. When you speak about Leil HaSeder, it's a must that first you should say past tense, מתחיל בגנות ומסיים בשבח, that you first you say something that happened in the past, not so nice. And says, Mitchila, in the beginning, our fathers, forefathers, used to worship Avodah Zarah. And now, Kevan Makom Avodato, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu brought us to worship Him. I says, why do you have to say that? What's so important to start the story of the Haggadah to say that Terach, Abraham's father, used to worship Avodah Zarah? That's really irrelevant. The idea of Leil HaSeder is that I was in Egypt, I left. You don't have to say, listen, I want to start the story. The story starts from Abraham. That Abraham, he was the first Jew. His father used to worship the Lord. Why do you have to mention it?
Is he talking about
Sarah? It's a sentence in Yeshua. אקח את אביכם את אברהם מעבר הנהר, עתוק אברהם, הולך את המחזרה, אז בואו אתם את ארץ ישראל, הרבה דרום את נונת יצחק, הגיע ממצחק, נצחק את יעקב, את יצחק, את נצחק, את נצחק, את נצחק.
Why do we even care what they
inherited?
I'm sorry? Why do we even care
what they inherited? Yeah, yeah. With your permission, page, we will get back later, but page 146, with your permission, okay. In the middle of the page.
Okay.
146, with your permission. רבן גמליאל היה אומר, רבן גמליאל is to say, משכל מי שלא אמר שלושה דברים, אני בפתר עושה את זה חובתו. A person has to say certain things. If he did not say that, he will not fulfill his obligation. זה מחלוקת עם הראשונים, what does it mean? If he did not fulfill the Haggadah, the mitzvah of talking about it, or maybe he's not going to fulfill even the mitzvah. It means if somebody in time of Beit HaMikdash, he ate a piece of meat from the sacrifice, and he would not say the following sentences, he would not fulfill the mitzvah. If he would eat matzah without saying the following sentences, he did not fulfill the mitzvah. The machlok and the rishonim. Some chachamim say no, it means only that he did not fulfill the mitzvah of talking about it. Some chachamim say not only he did not fulfill the mitzvah of talking, you actually did not fulfill the mitzvah of eating it. How crucial it is. The question is, what's so crucial about it? Your permission, Pesach, Shoyah, Boten, that's what you have to say. Pesach, Shoyah, Boten, Chumah, Yizman, Shoyah, Tenosh, Kayah, Mashumah, why did our fathers eat Pesach? It means the sacrifice of Pesach, the meat, that our fathers used to eat in Hamet HaMidrash, and Shum, Shepasach, HaKadosh, Baruch Hu, HaBatei, HaBatei, Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did keep on the houses of our fathers in Mitzrayim, Shneimah, Vamartem, Zivah, Pesach, Hu, Hashem. You have to say that. This is a sacrifice to Hashem, Asher Pasach al Batei, page 147, Bnei Yisrael b'Mitzrayim b'Nukfoet, Mitzrayim b'Batei, Nisuk Zem Shtachavu. It says, this is what you got to say. It says, the Korban, Pesach, sacrifice of Pesach, Hashem skipped on the houses. While Hashem was killing the Egyptians, Hashem saved us. It says, you got to say that. If you don't say that, you did not fulfill the Mitzvah. The question is, what? It's so important to say that. Matzah at the bottom of the page, with your permission, two lights from the bottom of the page, 147, you have to pick up the matzah or to point at the matzah and to say, matzah zu shanu ochlim, why do we eat matzah? Shum shelo yispik betikam shelavotin lachis, page 148. Our fathers left Egypt, they took some dough, and the dough did not rise, did not become chametz, ad shenigla aleim melech manachem lachem hakadosh baruch hu, galam yad Hashem, arrived and redeemed us. Shenemar, it says in the Torah, Vayofu et Abatet, Am Yisrael went and they baked the dough. The Midrash says that they really did not bake it. The sun baked it while they were carrying the dough on their head. Asher osim b'mitzrayim, b'got asus kelochamet. Ki yorshum b'mitzrayim, the Egyptians chased us, v'lochul et mameh, they could not stay and bake in Egypt, or do anything with the dough. They took the dough along, they did not prepare any food to take along with them. And this is why we have matzah. So someone's going to ask you, why do you have matzah on Leila Seder? I says, I have matzah on Leila Seder because when we left Egypt, we left. We took dough. This was already the Exodus. We left already. This is Baruch Hashem, we were released from jail. And we took along with us some dough, and that dough did not rise, did not become chametz. Therefore, on Leila Seder, I ate matzah. I says, that's not the reason to eat matzah on Leila Seder. That's the reason to eat matzah the next day.
Did they have matzah for the Korban Pesach?
Yeah, in Mitzrayim, right?
So they had time to bake.
That part, they made a big pot with dough. Part of the dough they made matzah in Mitzrayim. The leftover dough they took along with them.
They didn't rise over the time.
No, that's what the whole that's what it matzah.
And lasted 30 days.
If you take dough and you
that was baked already.
If you take dough
when it was baked,
right.
He said, but it's some of the dough. So they took some of the dough and they baked it.
Right.
The rest of the dough didn't rise while they were eating their Korban Pesach and eating
did not rise until the next morning. And this is why you eat matzah. If somebody's going to ask you why you eat matzah on Leila Seder, it says because when we left Egypt, this is in the morning already. It's not Leila Seder.
Yeah,
in the morning, we left already. When we left, we had some leftover dough. That leftover dough never rise, and therefore we eat matzah on Leila Seder. It says Leila Seder was before we left. And you eat matzah on Leila Seder because something happened after we left. It doesn't make sense. Leila Seder, the time that you sit down and do the Seder, you have to do things that happened that night. You don't do things that happen later. What do you say, Rabbi? You want to ask something? Rabbi Gamliel said it's crucial. So when you eat matzah on Leila Seder, and somebody says you have to have in mind this. I have to have in mind that I eat matzah not because they ate matzah in Egypt, because they ate matzah after they left Egypt. So, but now I'm a Leila Seder. It means I'm before. If I'm before, so why do I eat something that happened later? It's like you tell me you eat blinches, because in Shavuot we eat blinches. That's what it has to do on Pesach, the matzah that I eat, because the matzah did happen later.
In the left Egypt.
After they left Egypt, they all left already. Power and Eastern, they all got the permission to leave. They took along with them, like what you call in America, doggy bag. Dough. Their dough did not rise. What it has to do with me eating on Leila Seder matzah? It has nothing to do with me. I need something that happened that night, not something happened a day later. That happened a day later. Maror Zeshan Ochlim Ashuma, page 448, Maduit Maror Ashum Shumiru Amitzim Et Chayav Tiv Mitzrayim. Leila Seder, you have, there's a mitzvah. Leila Seder is a special mitzvah to eat maror. It says, why do you eat maror? It says, because prior to our release from Egypt, the Egyptians gave us a hard time. It says, what this has to do, I didn't say any jokes yet. What this has to do with the celebration? The celebration, the celebration that we celebrate Pesach is the redemption. Why on Leila Seder you have to eat maror, you have to eat karpas, in order to remember what did happen before? You can't, what during this before, what happened. It says, I am celebrating our redemption, my release from Egypt. It says, no, have a piece of maror to remember how much you suffered in Egypt. It says, what it has to do with this? I didn't have to suffer tonight. And then on the bottom of page 148, Bechol dor vador, chayav adam leharot et atzmo kivu yatzame Mitzrayim. Two versions, maybe, if we say the two versions between the Mishnah and the Rambam, says every generation a person has to feel or to show that he is coming out of Egypt. Shenemar, v'igata levincha b'yom ahu lemo, you should tell your son on that day, b'avur ze atzar shem etzim Mitzrayim, because of this, Hashem did that to me when I left Mitzrayim.
Rabbi, why do we celebrate or commemorate the hardship that we had in Egypt with Morah,
right,
and yet we commemorate the Masa Esther in,
right,
Egypt?
Right.
Why is there the difference?
Right. So that's the question.
Okay.
That's exactly the question. But I didn't want to put the question that way because it was too early.
Okay. Take it back.
But that's what really what God wants to teach you something. So this really the key. This is the last, if we may say, the last statement in the Haggadah. Here, just before we're going to fulfill the mitzvot, eating the maror and the matzah, that says every generation and person is obligated to look or to show himself or to feel that he is coming out of Mitzrayim. So the question is, you know, this is a very nice statement, but this is a lie. It's an illusion. You can feel or show that you come out of Mitzrayim. And the question is, why you really, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says that you have to do it. Why have to do it? It says, Kilu et atzmo, it says, a person himself has to feel on Leila Seder that he is coming out of Egypt. He has to fill it. I said, first of all, I don't know how to fill it. Secondly, why do I have to fill it? I don't have to fill it. I said, you don't have it on Sukkot. I sit in the sukkah, and he says, okay, close your eyes. Imagine that you sit in the sukkah in the desert. Shavuot, we got the Torah, you learn to close your eyes and say, okay, now I'm in front of Har Sinai. I said, here, only on Pesach, only on Pesach, the Mishnah, the Gemara says that you have to feel that you are coming out of Egypt. Why I have to feel it? And how could I feel it? I'm lying to myself. I can't feel it. Then we say, Shelo et avotinu bilvav, page 149, Gal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitzhakimu did not just redeem our fathers. El HaFotanu, we also were redeemed. Ga'ani Mahim, Hashem redeemed us with them. Shenehmah, Votanu Otsi Misham, Hashem took us out of them. Leman, Abiyo Yotam, Nesna, Zetan, Shem Ba'avtenu, in order to give us the net. Lefichach, therefore, Anachnu Chayabim, we are obligated, Lodot, Laleh, Leshabeach, Lefayar, we are obligated to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whoever did to our fathers and to us. And call me Simai, really, you mean it? Hashem did it to you and your father. How can it be? Otsiyanu to the Lord, Hashem took me out of slavery to freedom. Hashem took me. Hashem did not take me. He took out my father. I was not a slave, Baruch Hashem. Mishibul bigula, yagor leSimcha, yom tov v'raudim. That's not true. I mean, this is just an illusion. An illusion, a person says, you know, Hashem took me out from slavery. I was never in Egypt. I don't know how Egypt looked like. It says on the letter said that you have to feel that you were in Egypt. How can you do it? And why Hashem wants me to feel it? Why there's no other mitzvah in the Torah that has to do with some heritage or some history of the Jewish nation? There's no demand and expectation from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you should remember that and you should feel it, that you are part of that miracle. It means he has to like show it. The Mishnah doesn't say le'raot, but maybe the Rambam had this kind of version in the Gemara. The Gemara says le'raot etzmo. It means you have to look at yourself that this really did happen to you. The Rambam says it means they have to pretend, maybe that's what it means le'raot etzmo. The question what it means.
What kind of chiyuv? That's the question.
So the Mishnah said it to you, chayav. Chayav means it's a chiyuv, means it's an obligation. That's the Gemara, the Midrash, the Agadah brings the Pasuk. Vavur zeh asa Hashem li. The Pasuk says, Vavur zeh asa Hashem lanu. Lahem. Not li. Li means that you have to feel that it happened to you. You know, what does it mean exactly? Tish Shabbat is called Parashat HaChodesh. And we're going with Hashem to read the paragraph in Sefer Shemot, Parashat Bo, the first mitzvah that was given to Am Yisrael as a nation, Achodesh Azeh Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. What it means, simple explanation, that's what the Gemara says, that Hashem gave us Rosh Chodesh Nisan as Rosh Hashanah. Until that moment, Rosh Hashanah was Tishrei. Now Hashem, if we may say, switched it. Maybe not completely, but Hashem moved part of the things that used to be called Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. HaChodesh Osel Azel Lachem Rosh Chodesh.
The same
as
last week, it was Pesach, not Rosh Chodesh.
No, it was Rosh Chodesh, but because Pesach is in that month, Hashem moved it. But it's Rosh Chodesh.
Okay,
this is
first.
The Gemara says, what is the Gemara says, Masat Rosh Hashanah, what does it mean that this is Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, Regalim, that Pesach is the first holiday in the calendar, in the Jewish calendar. The Gemara says, what does it mean, the first, the Gemara says that somebody makes a vow and a neder, and he has three regalim to fulfill it, you start counting from Pesach. What it means if somebody decided he wants to give to Israel $100 million donation. So he has, the Gemara says he has three holidays to fulfill his neder. Otherwise, Otherwise, if he didn't pay it, then he's lotas balta acher. It means he's doing a thing. So you have shalosh regalim. You have 3 holidays to wait until you pay your debt. Then you give a donation to a shul, or you say I want to give a tzedakah for somebody. The Gemara says you have time to pay it off. Shalosh regalim, 3 holidays. But 3 holidays, which holidays? It's not from the next holiday on. You start counting from Pesach. So let's say you need a promise right after Pesach. So you start from the next Pesach. So then the Gemara said it's called Nisan, Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah. This is the Gemara, Le Melachim Regalim. That's the Gemara. But the question is, what is really the power? Why did Hashem do it? That Hashem moved part of the laws of Rosh Hashanah from Tishrei to Nisan. Ari says that Chodesh Nisan, Hashem's name, is the way we recognize Hashem's name all year round. It's a Yud and a Hey, Vav and Hey. Ari says it comes from a sentence. Yismechu Hashamayim v'tagel la'aretz. Yismechu, the first letter is Yud. Hashamayim, the first letter is Hey. V'tagel is Vav. Ha'aretz is Hey. It says it's Yud, Hey, Vav, and Hey. And says this is the sentence that refers to Chodesh Nisan. In that sentence it says like this. Yismechu Hashamayim v'tagel la'aretz. V'u v'goyim. Hashem Malach. Hashem Malach. That Hashem Melech. Hashem Malach. Yes. Yismechu Hashamayim means future tense, not Hashamayim Smechim. In the Hebrew language, we can say Yismechu Hashamayim Vetagel Aretz. This is future tense. Yemru Vagoyim, all the nations will say Hashem Malach, Hashem
Rule.
Past tense. How can it be? Hashem Molech. He says, no. Yismechu Hashamayim, the sky will be happy. V'tagel Haaretz, the earth will be happy. Yemuv HaGevalim will say, Hashem ruled over it. The Ari says like this. The most powerful thing that really is in our belief, that we believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is when you believe the test, present and future, all of them, of course, we do believe. But we have to believe that everything what Hashem does it on purpose. It's not that, you know, Baruch Hashem might now is good. The Chida says...
I said the Navi is not a history book, it's
a... Right. The Chida says, when we say Shmoneh Esrei, Modim Anachnu Lach, say, "Al nisecha shebechol yom imanu." We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the miracles. "Al niflotecha v'tovotecha shebechol et." Erev, baboker v'tzorai. The Chida said you should have in your head past, present, and future. Because Hashem helped me before, Hashem is helping me now, and Hashem is going to help me. That's what we say v'tat amazon. Hugmalanu, hugomlenu, hugmelenu. And says the idea on this world is not, you know, now Baruch Hashem that I'm in a very good situation. It says Baruch Hashem, hopefully future will be awesome. Says the Midrash, says the Gemara. Am Yisrael crossed Yam Suf. This is maybe the biggest thing that ever happened in history. Baruch Hashem said Az Yashir. As Yashir, we say Hashem Imloch L'olam Vaed. God is going to rule Imloch, present tense. The Targum, we say in Ruvah Tzion, Hashem Malchutei Ka'em L'olam HaMelmaya. It says Hashem is ruling right now. Says the Medrash, Am Yisrael, of course, it was a big thing that it said God is going to rule. Going to rule is a lower level. They should have said Hashem Malach. God ruled. If they would have said that God ruled, says the Midrash, Hashem at that moment would have brought the Mashiach on the step. It says you have always to connect present to past and future. This is the idea of life. It's not that I'm here. This is I am here and I was here and I'm going to be here. This is the power of Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch. This is the sentence that we say every day. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Olam Vayed. There's no sentence like this in the Tanakh. And Sheikh Nesan Gram, the name Sufed Zimra. Excuse me, maybe it's the only sentence that does not appear in the Tanakh. They took true pieces from three sentences, they combined it together. Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Olam Vayed. It is that sentence you cannot find in the Tanakh. It's a combination. God was, God is, and God will be. This is, Aziz says, this is the root of the Emunah that we have. When Am Yisrael goes down to say, Hashem Imloch, it's a very nice statement. God is going to rule. Very nice. But this is not really what all Hashem expects from you. Hashem expects for you to say, He ruled, He is ruling, He is going to rule. The whole world, the Emunah of the world, stands that the time element is not a time because it does happen to me now. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately because He was, He is, and He's going to be. Yismechu HaShamayim V'Tazgeh La'aretz, it says, Chodesh Nisan, says Dari, everybody is going to be happy, and they're going to say, Hashem Malach, Hashem ruled in the past. Interesting, says Dari, that there are three things, major things in Pesach, is the Pesach Matzahu Maor. Pesach means Hashem skipped right now on the houses. Maor means past tense, I suffered in Egypt. Matzah means what did happen the next month. Says the same thing I said, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch, you have three things. Matzah, we eat on Pesach, says Rabban Gamliel, you got to say why you eat matzah. Somebody is going to say, why do you eat matzah? It says, because something happened after I left Egypt. It says, tonight, it says, you have to feel that you are coming of Egypt. It says, what do you do? It says, I'm going to have matzah tonight. It says, matzah is something that happened after you left. So it's not tonight. It says, it's future tense. By the way, I eat maor. And I eat maor tonight. Tonight was no hard labor anymore. Tonight is a matter of redemption. It says, why do I have to remember what did happen in Egypt past tense? It says, Pesach, Matzah, Maror, says Rabban Gamliel, you have to say, and know why you're eating it. This is the combination to combine all the tenses. It says, future, past, and tense, Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Nochon Lombay. It says, the Haggadah wants to teach you, says Ari, what we did miss when we crossed Yom Suf. When we crossed Yom Suf, it says, Hashem Nochon Lombay. Comes Unkelus, comes the Targum on that sentence in the Torah. That's how we translate. He said, you should have said, Hashem Malchutei Kaem Le'alav Le'almei Almaya. Hashem's kingdom is past, present, and future. It's not Hashem is going to rule. Yet to believe Hashem ruled, is ruling, and is going to rule. It says, the night of Pesach, this is the night that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. It says, Hashem wants us to correct the Emunah that we should have had in HaKadosh Baruch Hu when He came out of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show it to us. Therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special miracle with the dough. The dough that we took out of Mitzrayim should have rise already in Mitzrayim. Hashem made sure that dough never rise. That dough became matzah eventually. It says past, present, and future. And says, Maror is the same thing. The Gemara says, Maror, if you eat Maror, the Gemara says, Maror, Chilato, Matok, Sofo, Maror. Says the Gemara, Maror, that we eat the lettuce. When we eat the lettuce, when the lettuce starts growing, it says, the lettuce is sweet. Eventually, the lettuce becomes bitter. It's past, present, and future. Because the Haggadah is based on that concept, says Dari, that you have to feel in the Haggadah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, redeemed me. But you have to feel past, future, and present the same. It says, when you start the Haggadah, you say, you see, I have matzah. It says, halach ma'ani, and you start the Haggadah with the matzah. You see the matzah? It says, I have already matzah. It says, matzah, Am Yisrael had in Egypt. So Chachamim said, they did eat in Egypt matzah. They ate in Egypt. But that's not what you guys eat. You can eat it because of future tense. You can eat matzah because you're going to take dough out of the time. It says, again, in the Seder, you start with past, present, and future. Therefore, we say right away, this year I'm here, next year I'll be in Israel. It says, when you feel, when you have this emunah, the belief, past, present, and future, says Dari, therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let you be redeemed. It means you're going to get out of your present situation. Says Dari, that constantly, all the time, a person, Chas Shalom, he is in a situation that he needs some help. Says the Chida, that's what we say in Mudim in 18. It says, V'anisecha shebechol yemimanu, V'aniflotecha v'tomotecha shebechol et. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you make me a miracle every day. V'anisecha shebechol yemimanu, V'aniflotecha v'tomotecha shebechol et, any time. What does it mean? It says, past, present, and future. It says, always the person says the Chida, when you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should say, thank you for the past, thank you for the present. Hope you can help in the future. To always combine the three times to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Koreh al Atid, says the Mishnah in Masechet Brachot, always you should say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you very much. Hopefully you'll do to me what you did to me till now. That shows that you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means that's not called Kochi Ba'otim Yadi, it's I did it, or my Zchut, my Mary did it. It's always, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, says Ari, that this is what Am Yisrael, what the Gemara says. When they said, Hashem Yenoch Lambeil, it's a very nice statement. God Almighty, you're going to rule. It says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, it's not enough. It's not enough. You should have said, Hashem Malach. It says, Hashem Yenoch, Hashem Malach. It says, present and past and future is one entity to have a complete belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before we start the Haggadah, we have Karpas. Karpas and Maror is the same thing. Maror is because, we eat Maror because the Egyptians gave us a hard time. Karpas as well. We eat Karpas because the Egyptians gave us a hard time. Afikoman, this is the last part of the meal. The last part, we take the matzah, we eat the matzah. It says, before we start the Haggadah, we take the matzah and we break it, yachat. It says, the bigger part is for Afikoman. Before you start the Haggadah, says the Ari, before you start the Haggadah, you have to know what you're going to do tonight. Came Chachamim and told us, Chachamim invented it, that before we start the Haggadah, you take a piece of karpas. And it says, what do you have now? It says, a vegetable. So this is exactly what I'm going to do later. Because now and later, and what happened in the past is the same thing. I take a matzah, a piece of matzah in the beginning of the Seder, I'm not eating it yet. He says, what are you doing now? So I'm going to say the Haggadah. He says, very nice. He says, what do you do? He says, you take a matzah, you break it. You break a piece of matzah, and says, that piece of matzah I'm going to eat at the end of the Seder. He says, why are you doing it now? Now, why are you doing it now? You can do it later. He says, no, it's only to tell us from the beginning of the Seder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to redeem us, because past and present and future has to be connected. Lefichach, says Ari, that's what Gamaliel says. First you have to say that. If you don't say that, you did not fulfill. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want you to eat Pesach, Matzah, Maror, Sehilel, all of them together in your mouth. So don't believe such a thing. So Chachamim has an argument about it. He says, Kach Haya Oseh Hilel. Hilel used to take a piece of Matzah, a piece of meat, and a piece of Maror, al matzot to merorim yochlo, can you imagine? And he says, what is this all about? You have to eat it together in your mouth. Why have to eat it together in your mouth? What's the sense? You have to put in your mouth together. He says, don't put one and then the next. What's wrong? Anyway, in my stomach it's going to mix. I once heard, once one big rabbi in Poland. He says he was just learning. His name was Meshulam Midra, a holy man. So he went on a date. So his father-in-law was very rich in Europe. So they asked him, you want coffee? He never had coffee in his life. He was very poor. He said, yeah, I have coffee, why not? So they gave him coffee. It's about 200 years ago. It's less. He came, they gave him coffee. So the very rich family, very, very rich Jew. So they brought a little coffee and like a little bowl and sugar and hot water and milk. So they asked the boy, was the genius of the geniuses in Europe, asking, you want coffee? He said, yeah, I love coffee. He never had coffee in his life. He said, I have coffee. So he took a spoon of coffee, put it in his mouth, and he put a piece of sugar, then he drank the water, and then he had the milk. He said, that's it. Coffee. He said, yeah, I have coffee in my stomach anyway. What does it matter? He had the coffee in his stomach. He said, you have, he never said no. It's not enough that you have in your stomach. Pesach matzah maror. You have to have it in your mouth. He said, you have to, why do you stick it in your mouth? When you put it in your mouth, you should have to get a matzah, maror, and pesach. He said, what's the purpose? As long as I eat it, then it's wise to eat it. So eat one after the other. He says, Ari, no, Hillel tells you, kachayahu sehillel. Hillel said that past, present, and future, this is the goal of that night, is to have belief. What happened in Egypt is in the Maror, in the past, what happened in the present tonight is the Pesach, is the Korban Pesach that Hashem skipped. What is going to be is Matzah. So the Zohar Matzah is called the bread of belief and redemption, because we eat the Matzah for future, not for present and past. The reason why we eat matzah is what something is going to happen. Says Hillel, can you please put all of them together in your mouth? You have to chew on all three together. That's why I have to chew it together. To remember, says Dari, the whole Agada is based that past, present and future, that's called belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the real Emunah, to have redemption. If we will have this kind of Emunah, says Dari, when we cross Yam Suf, Hashem would have redeemed us forever for good. The reason why we didn't have the redemption, because we said Hashem Imlo. Comes Chodesh Nisan, says Dari, HaKadosh Baruch Hu switched Rosh Hashanah Tishrei into Nisan. Because Nisan, says Dari, the Tzeruv of Chodesh Nisan is Esmechu HaShamayim Letagel Laret V'mumogim HaShem Alach. On Nisan you have the chance of redemption, because Nisan, the title of this month is future, present, and past, is one entity. It means you believe 100% HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When everybody will be happy, you'll be happy what happened in the best, in the past. Hashem Malach El Gizu Amim. So that's what we say every Friday night. Hashem Malach El Gizu Amim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ruled, nations are going to be afraid, and they're going to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is coming to judge the world, to bring redemption. Constantly in Tfilah, says that he constantly, when you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you should always present before the HaKadosh Baruch Hu past, present, and future. And this is in order for Hashem to have full recognition. The night of Pesach, Hashem granted us with those mitzvot to get to that idea that we have full recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the purpose of the night of Pesach, to fulfill its obligation. Therefore, says the Zohar, the night of Pesach, this is the night of redemption. Because that's the power of that night, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the belief that we can get. Yes, a person, when he eats the Maror, and when he eats the Matzah, and when he eats the Korban Pesach, yes, he can feel, says Zari, that he's coming out of his mind. I'm coming, it's not an illusion. It is those three items that you eat it with your mouth. He then said, even if you eat it together, it's the best. It says, well, korech I don't do, you know, I don't like it. You know, I already had matzah and maror. It says, korech, people, you know, it's not so important. Aryeh says, might be the most important thing is the afikoman and the korech. Because now you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that past and future is the same thing. It means you have 100% belief. So tonight, that's the night that Mashiach might arrive. Because this is when we're going to fix what we did not do when we came out of the time, when we said Hashem Imloch Olam Vaed. He says you should have said Hashem Melech, Hashem Malach, Hashem Imloch Olam Vaed. He says when you didn't say that, it means it's a lack of belief. He says I hope Hashem is going to rule, because Hashem is helping me now. You have to believe that what happened in the past is also from Hashem. Maror, Zishan Cholim, you eat Maror. He says, oh, I don't like Maror. He says, you have to have Maror, and you have to understand that this was Hashem's will that you went down to Mitzrayim and you suffered. Now when you come out, this is the redemption that you believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have the true redemption.
Wow.
That's
the reason why we had
to
try to begin with was because Abraham asked about the future.
Yes and no. It was, if we may say, the straw that breaks the camel's back. Originally, it came down to Mitzrayim, lack of belief of Adam HaRishon that he ate from the tree, and eventually his neshamot flew down to Mitzrayim, and we had anyway to go and get them. If Abraham would not have asked, we would do the job different by trying to pull the neshamot out of Mitzrayim without going with them. The same thing, the same answer. If the brothers would not have sold Yosef, would not have ended up in Egypt, you can have done the job straight from Eretz Yisrael. But originally the Gezerah to go down to Egypt was from the disbelief of Adam HaRishon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Was it more that Hashem was set up with the Erevrav than the ones that they were collecting to bring out of Egypt?
Sorry.
Didn't bring a lot of bad Hashem?